why we praise him. And thank you, Lord, for allowing us to. But it is my great pleasure to introduce Brother Alvy Beck, who is our Senior Adult Ministry Director. And so may you give him a warm applause as he comes up and gives the Word of God this morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Great time to be in the house of God. I appreciate the opportunity to address you this morning. I thank you, Pastor. I met him at the men's retreat and found out that he had just left Delta Junction, Alaska. That's where I got saved in 1958. And that's where my wife and I got married in 1962. And so Delta Junction, Alaska, is very near and dear to us. And so I have talked his head off every time I've got close to him and his wife, and we still do. And so just can't get enough. Our experience is a little different than theirs, and it's still, you know, what can I say? When you're young people and getting married and in love, and in Alaska, we're young and all that, long nights and long days didn't mean anything. But when you got seven kids, that's a lot different. So, but anyway, on behalf of Brother Talley, the district bishop, I greet you. I am the senior adult ministry director for the state of Oklahoma. I represent that department, which is part of the district ministries. But today I want to preach to you about you. And back in the 60s, they had a church, or they had a TV program. It was called Laugh-In, if I recall. And they had a segment on there that was called Church Lady. And it was kind of disrespectful about church, and they didn't really appreciate church, and but they had this lady that represented a church going woman, and but she had a saying, and she had these glasses on, and you know, the and she said, "I'm special." Well, today I'm to tell you I'm special. And I want you to look at somebody next to you and tell them, "I'm special." I want you kids to do that. I want you to look at somebody and say, "I'm special." You are. You are special. You are something special. Genesis 1:26 says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created to him, male and female created to him, two genders, male and female. That's all there is. Man can do what they want, but God created too. We are not duplicates. We are in the image of God. Now think about that. You are in the image of God. Of all creation, you are in the image of God. You're special. Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man in the, of the dust of the ground and breathed into the nostrils and the breath of life, and man become a living soul. Now who and what are you? I don't know about you. I know you have several kids. In my house, I had two brothers and one sister. And sometimes we got to fussing about this is mine and that's yours and all that. Sibling rivalry, if you call it. But you are an individual. A person of one. You are a distinct person, separate, independent of others. You are known by your own particular attributes, size, weight, hair, eyes, DNA, race, fingerprints, traits, culture, religion, social culture, social standings. You are one of a kind and original. Even though you may have brothers and sisters, you are still an individual. You are special. God made you, you. You are important to God. You are important to God. You say, why are we telling? I want you to understand how valuable you are to God. See, we take it for granted sometimes. We say, well, God loves you. Yes, he does. God loves you. God loves me. Me, individual. Not God. God loves L. Beck. God loves you, the even these children. Young and old, God loves you. Did you know that God even knows the number of the hairs on your head? Every time I comb my hair, he has to change the numbers. Some of us don't have any left. And you have individual rights and responsibilities. You and only you are accountable for your actions and inactions. you. You are very special to God, young or old. Be proud of who and what you are. One of the problems we have today is people have got this, we're in a culture where everybody's a victim. Everybody wants something to, why I can't be what I want to be or what I need to be. You are responsible for yourself. God made you to be you. Do you realize that nobody can get you right but you? Nobody can play you like you. I can't imitate you like you. Only you can be you. And that's why God intended it to be you. But you have your responsibilities. Psalms 139, 14 says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. If I am special to God, if God sees something in me, that means I am worth something. Did you hear me? You're worth something. You have value. What is value? Value is something that you're willing to give for something else. If you don't have value, you're not willing to give anything for something else. God made you and I. But God placed so much value in you that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's how much value God placed on you. You're special. Think about that a second. Have you stopped and thought about that? God loved me so much. Me. It says, God so loved the world. Who's the world? Me. You. I know we've prayed the prayer. Stop and think. God's placed that much value in you that he gave his only begotten son. Now let me tell you something. I've got two sons. I love God, but I have not found that kind of love that I could give one of my sons or somebody else. I don't have that kind of love. I'm sorry. Yet God, who is the epitome of love, whose love goes beyond our understanding, had enough love for me that he would sacrifice his son that I could live. That's how much value God placed on me. And that's how much value God has placed on you. And that doesn't mean whether you're young or old. That doesn't mean whether you're in the prime of your life or if you're in the seniors of your life. That doesn't mean if you're rich or you're poor. You have value to God. Greater love hath no man this than a man lay down his life for a friend. Jesus loved you so much that he sacrificed himself on a cross. He valued you that much that Jesus would die for you, for me. And I don't like these general terms. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever... People think that Jesus died for everybody. He did not die for everybody. He died for those who accepted him. For whosoever believeth on him. Jesus died because I accepted him. That's how much he loved me. And same thing for you. So what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that we all have value. We are all important to God. Romans 8:16-17 goes along with what you were singing earlier. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glorify together. I'm special. I'm an heir.
Right.
Join heir of Christ.
That's right. Amen.
I'm special. And you are too. Doesn't mean I got stuck up. Doesn't mean I'm better than anybody else. Means that God loves me. And I love him. And I'm blessed. My purpose was to encourage you today that you have value. Whether you are young or old, you have value. Now, we have programs designed for different age groups within the ministries, within our organizations. Although senior adults may not lead the band anymore, they still have value. We who are seniors, who are they? They're your mothers, your dads, your grandparents, your uncles, your aunts. Do you value them? There comes a time when we all must face the reality of Father Time. A time when we are drafted into the can't do's. Seniors can't do what they want to do. They can't go where they want to go, when they want to go. Aging affects our vision, hearing, physical abilities, which turns into causes of emotional issues. Seniors become forgetful. Seniors have limited mobility, may require a wheelchair, walkers, canes, or walking sticks. The loss of independence is traumatic, and I can't emphasize enough to senior adults. As a result, many seniors die premature deaths due to depression, suicide, and loneliness, and improper quality of life. Get this. Loneliness is the number one killer of senior adults. And then you know that it doesn't cost a dime to fix that. The senior adults have a wealth of untapped wisdom, knowledge, experience, talents, resources, and times. All too often, these things go to the grave without being harvested. The Senior Adult Ministries is a Pentecost Church of God, Oklahoma District ministry. As a youth ministry, the women's ministries, and ministries, each ministry is directed specifically to gender and age. Each ministry is vital and necessary to our district and the local churches. SAM, as we call it, is directed to and for senior adults 60 years of age and greater. Our purpose is to improve and extend the quality of life for senior adults by ministering to their physical, spiritual, and by ministering to their spiritual, physical, and emotional needs by gleaning from their time, talents, and resources. How do we do that? Each church group registers their members. We have you register. There's a $5 annual fee. What you do is you come together or you join as senior adults, 60 years and above. When your church becomes a senior adult ministries church, then the district will award your church a certificate as a senior adult ministries church. And this would be, a certificate like this would be presented to your pastor at a district meeting. Each member receives a membership card noting that you are a member of the district senior adult ministries. The money that goes for registration goes to the district office for district funding. I do not receive it. It does not go to me. All monies that you raise locally stay local. Now, what do? You join, and then you can do what you do. Now, Liam, please don't think that I'm trying to compare you to Tecumseh. Now, that's my home church. I'm going to describe to you what Tecumseh does. You don't have to imitate that. I'm just giving you an idea of what they can do. Tulsa has their way of doing things. Seminole has the way of their doing things. But Tecumseh, they have a dinner once a month. It's a potluck dinner. It's self-sustaining. They just get together. And that's it. And at that dinner, they have a donation box. They put money in that. And the money that they put in that, they use it for whatever they want. And whether they want to support something that the church is doing or whatever. The Seminole Church, they go on trips. The Tulsa Church, they just have a dinner. And sometimes they'll go to a dinner and a movie. It's up to you. The idea is that you get seniors together where you are not by yourself. The idea behind it is that we keep you in church and active. Some of the things that we do, and I gotta hurry. Under our spiritual ministries, we promote church attendance and events. We encourage teachers and mentors. You have a wealth of experience. You may, one time I was at a nursing home, and I forget how it come about, but I come to find out that one of the persons that I was preaching to was an ex-pastor. So from then on, I would have him pray. And then had Sunday school teachers. So I would try to incorporate them in the services. And so just because they couldn't do what they used to do, we would try to incorporate them. And so what I'm saying is that you can be incorporated into, you may not be leader of the band, you can be incorporated into other things That's what senior adult ministries is. You can be prayer warriors. You can have a phone ministry. You can have nursing home or shut-in ministries, Bible studies. I have taken communion to people that were in shut-ins. I took communion to a lady that was a shut-in. And when I took communion to her, it thrilled her to take communion. A simple thing like that. It extends their quality of life. But by organizing, say, well, we can do that. When you organize, it gives you a voice, if you would. It gives you a strength. Understand? Physical ministries. We try to help to be handicapped assess availability. If you have a problem with handicap accessibility, then that's one of the things that we tried to encourage. If there's a problem that you can correct. Spatial seating for wheelchairs. Some places for sound and visual aids. Servers at church functions. There are some people, some seniors that they can't go through the line or something. Somebody can serve them or something like that. Outings. We have a district foliage trip. And it's a district function. The different churches. Last year we went to what's it called? The Chickasaw National Recreation Area. Used to be called Platte National Park. Down Sulphur. And we went down there. We went through the park. After that, we went down to Smoking Joe's, ate barbecue. And then we went down, got some fried pies and come home. But the different churches went down there and we had a blast. And, once we went to, we went down to, Telamina Drive. This year, the district, foliage drive, we will be going down to Sulphur, and that'll be the first Saturday of November. And, we would like you to be part of that. But you can have outings. You can go see the Christmas lights and things of that nature. Emotional. We challenge you. Try to give people a reason to live. Seniors withdraw. That's one of the signs. They quit coming to church. We're trying to pull them out. We want to extend their quality of life. I'm trying to hurry, folks. Visitations. Inclusion. We want you to be part of us. We want you, if we're going to have a whatever it is, we want you to be part of it. And so we try to pull you into that. We recognize your birthdays, your anniversaries, achievements, things like that. And one of the most important things is to love you. Somebody that cares. This is what senior adult ministries is. It's plural ministries. It's not one person, one thing. And so that's what we're hoping that you will consider. And I will be giving this to your pastor. And if you guys choose to do that, then he will have the instructions. And we will have you submit your registration, and then we will get membership cards to you, and we will get a certificate made up and put it in a frame, and then at the next district function, it will be presented to your pastors. And but the big thing is that you would get started, and you can have a large group. But if you just get together, maybe during the weekday, or maybe what Tecumseh does is after Sunday morning service, the first Sunday after morning service, they just have a dinner and visit for about an hour. And instead of going to McDonald's or someplace, they just bring it, and that's they have it. And but they enjoy it so much, I have to shut them down. So, but it's just something to help you. I preach to you that you are special. And I mean that. And I mean that whether you are young like these kids or if we're senior adults, you have not lost your value to God. Amen. Don't lose your value. Don't lose your self-value, your self-worth. I am a child of God. Amen. I have value. Amen. I am special. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for these words. I pray, Lord, that I have said something to encourage somebody. I pray, Lord, that I've delivered my soul unto them. It's my desire, Lord, to encourage, to uplift, to promote, that I can exalt you, Lord. I ask it, Lord, in Jesus' name and for his glory and praise. Thank you.